I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Widespread flooding is making life miserable for people in Iowa and other parts of the Midwest. Outside this country, flooding has also reached the crisis stage in southern China. Dozens of people have been killed there, and more than 1 million have moved from their homes. Guangdong is among the most affected provinces. It's China's manufacturing heartland. But Guangdong is also a large producer of rice, fruit, and vegetables. The World's Mary Kay Magstead is in Beijing, and she says China's swollen rivers are swelling food prices at a bad time for Chinese consumers.
There have been increases in food prices over the last year, year and a half already. So people have already been feeling quite a pinch. In addition to that, food prices spiked up about 70% in Guangdong over the weekend alone. Now, this is mostly a temporary spike. Once vegetables and other products can come in from other places, the prices will drop down a bit. But there will be some lingering effects, obviously, in the market.
Mary Kay, in the Midwest of the United States, a lot of the blame for the disasters there is being placed on the neglect of America's aging dams and levees. To what extent might that be a problem where you are in China, and to what extent are there other factors?
Well, in the past, some of the old dams built in the 1950s and 60s didn't hold up so well during floods. Some of the newer dams, the most famous of which is the Three Gorges Dam, seem to be doing okay so far. And those can be used to hold water from these torrential rains and then release it gradually when it's drier, or release it as need be as pressure builds up. But another big problem that China faces on an ongoing basis, and which seems to be contributing to there being shorter cycles and more frequent cycles of floods and droughts, is that there's been a lot of deforestation and there's been overuse of agricultural land. So it just exhausts the land. The land's not absorbing water and holding it. There aren't the roots to hold it in the land. So you have both the problem of extreme drought, especially in the northern plain where Beijing is, and then floods when rains finally do come.
Well, certainly the Chinese government is being tested in every direction with the earthquake, of course, with the Olympics coming up, and now with these floods. How does the government seem to be reacting at this point? And how much confidence do people there have in the government to be able to handle these events and more?
Well, if you look at the official reports, the government's right on it. I mean, it's sending its emergency relief teams out to the areas that are affected, and it certainly has considerable manpower and resources to do it. But 2008 is a year when the Chinese government just can't seem to catch a break. There were the snowstorms in January, February. There were the Tibet protests. There was the controversy around the Olympic torch, a big train crash that killed 72 people in Shandong province in April. And now this. And if you look at all of those incidents, some Chinese who are a little bit superstitious say each one of them could be related to the five cartoon character-like mascots for the Olympic Games. There's one that looks like a flame, like the Olympic torch. There's one that looks like the Tibetan antelope. There's one that's a kite, and that connects to the kite city where the train crashed called Weifang in Shandong province. One is a panda. Pandas are found in Sichuan province where the earthquake happened. So the last mascot was a fish. And so people who are superstitious were saying, okay, we're waiting for something related to water, maybe related to the Yangtze River, because this particular fish is found in the Yangtze. And lo and behold, we have these massive floods. In some cases, like in southern China, they're the worst in 50 years. So some people are pointing to this and saying this year that was supposed to be so lucky has turned out to be just the opposite.
All right. The World's Mary Kay Magstead in Beijing, China. Thanks a lot, Mary Kay.
Thank you, Lisa.